So, Charles, I do understand that you are a producer of canola. So, thank you for coming on the River Country Ag Show today. You're going to be incoming Region 3 Director for Alberta Canola Board of Directors. How long have you been a producer of canola?
We started farming in 1995, so been basically producing canola all the way through.
Okay, and whereabouts do you produce?
We farm in the Smoky River region of Alberta, so MD 131, Falher, in the Falher area.
Okay, how big of an operation do you run? Is it a family type business?
Yeah, it's a small family farm, and we do have a joint venture partnership with a neighbor of mine. So last year, between the two of us, we seeded about 5,700 acres of grains and oil seeds. Of that, about 2,700 was canola.
Okay, that's a pretty decent operation for two families.
Yeah.
How did the canola fare this year since harvest is over, grains kind of in the bins? You just said you were at the grain elevators, actually.
Yeah. It was a tough year. We went from probably having one of the best starts since I can remember, certainly since 95. We had an incredible start. Conditions were great. Everything was in the ground early, and it looked really good. Then, of course, as everybody knows, the drought that hit Western Canada and especially the extreme heat in June hurt, well, just about everybody in Canada, because yields were way, way down, way lower than expected. And we were right in the heart of that. Our particular crop was right in the middle of reproduction stage, which is the worst time to get the heat. So, yeah, we were impacted. Definitely, just like everybody else in Western Canada. And I would say our yields are probably, about 65% of what we were expecting or would have hoped to have get. But yeah, it was a difficult year for sure.
I think it was difficult for absolutely everybody, like you were saying. You do 5,700 acres, so that's quite a good operation. Are you guys a generational farm?
We are actually on our farm. My wife, we were actually farming and living and operating the farm that my wife grew up on. So, like I said, we started, my wife and I started in 1995, and we had a partnership with her father, so my father-in-law. And that continued on for, 20 years, slowly growing. And both my wife and I worked off farm all the time, and at the same time as farming with my in-laws here. So when my father-in-law decided to retire and move to the town of Falher, my wife and I, along with our kids, moved full-time into the farm, so where she originally grew up. So about 13 or 14 years ago, we've been living here full-time.
That's awesome. I did grow up on a generational family farm as well, so I know exactly what you're talking about there.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. What made you want to join the board of directors for Alberta Canola?
Well, I think it's great, a great organization gives farmers an opportunity to, to add their input to what's happening in the industry. There's no doubt about it, canola is a massive industry in Canada. It adds lots of economic benefit. So I think it's pretty critical for farmers to have their input, have their say at the table. For myself, I wanted to learn more about what Alberta canola does on a day-to-day basis. So, where are our investment dollars that we're making into Alberta canola? Where are those dollars being spent? And maybe to have some input into what's affecting us. Specifically, I'm really interested in the research side and what's coming down the pipe and what kind of new advancements. So, sitting on the Alberta Canola Commission will allow me to be at the forefront of that information. But also, I think it's extremely important that we do a very good job at market development, both in Canada and around the world, for sure. So, promoting Alberta canola to the world. And so, I think how we spend our dollars and how we make an impact there is very critical.
And did you have previous experience with anyone on the board of directors or Alberta Canola directly?
Yeah, a friend of mine was the previous director for Region 3. But having said that, I've been sort of active and aware of the different commissions, whether it's Alberta canola wheat or barley or the pulses in Alberta. So definitely aware, attend meetings when I can, and so general awareness was there, and this is just an opportunity to be a little more involved.
And it seems like you like to be involved. How do you want to advocate for producers in your region, specifically the Smoky River, even the Peace River region?
Yeah, so going back to what I was saying about research, I think research is critical for development in our particular region. So we've made great strides in varieties and genetics and improvements over the years, and that just shows up in our average bushel per acre production. So I think that's critical for the Peace River region as we move forward. And of course, again, the development of markets so that the Alberta Peace region specifically has access to markets. We don't have to look very far to see how international trade issues affect Canada, but for sure the Alberta Peace, since the majority of our product is actually exported out of the area, you know, in North America and around the world. So those are critically important. But also I would say the third would be advocating with the provincial and the federal governments around risk mitigation and risk strategies and risk programs that help producers deal with risk. In the Peace Country, everybody knows that we deal with specific risks around colder weathers and early frosts and late frosts in June, and so we do have production risk management issues here that need to be managed for sure, and so advocating with federal and provincial governments I think is critically important for the Peace region.
Yeah, I think those are great reasons to advocate. I know I've been here in the region for 21 years now, and those are all definitely issues that we have in the northern area that just comes with the region. Just my last question, and I think I'm going to get a yes. Are you excited for your upcoming role in the new year?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, this is, I think, a good opportunity. I've been on some, you know, quite a few local boards, but this gives me an opportunity to be on a provincial board and learn a lot about what kind of Alberta canola is doing specifically, and spending our dollars, and then having some input, and then and maybe help me look at other things down the road. So I'm very, very much looking forward to it.
Yeah, and you said you were on other local boards before. Which ones are those specifically?
Just like local region, regional boards, so like, you know, curling club boards and golf course boards and just local stuff.
You just have, like, good experience being on boards.
Yeah, I've been on a few, that's for sure.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the River Country Ag Show today, Charles Simoneau, the incoming Region 3 Director for Alberta Canola Board of Directors, and that will be coming in the new year.
Great. Thanks, Erica.